Praise the Lord, everybody, and God bless you today, and welcome to Into His Word, I-N-N-T-O, the word His, Word, IntoHisWord.com. We're so glad that you're here today. Today's topic, have you really been born again? Have you really been born again? This is a pretty lengthy study. Maybe a couple of parts. We will try to condense it. And so you don't have to keep listening to the same topic a couple of times. However, if need be, I would encourage, or the Bible uses the word adjure you to follow along in this series if it becomes more than two, because it's important information. Because many have been misled. They go to churches today. Oh, you don't need to be born again. Oh, all you have to do is just love God. Oh, all you have to do is just be a good person. And that's not quite all true. Hallelujah. So let's pray, my friends. Thank you for listening. And then we'll get into, have you really been born again? Lord, thank you, Jesus, for this opportunity to share the word of God with those that are hungry and thirsting after righteousness, Lord, that they would be filled with the power of the Holy Ghost and that their minds would be open to receive, for thus saith the Lord, in his word and not our own words, and with his understanding and not our own understanding. Help us, Lord, to acknowledge you in all of our ways, that our paths would be directed by you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. And everybody said, amen. Thank you again. And welcome to Into His Word. We did have another link to our podcast. It was Stay Into His Word, but there's too many ways to get here that are financially feasible for me. So please use IntoHisWord.com when looking for the website, for looking for access to the messages. That's I-N-N-T-O, His Word. Hallelujah. And we should fill up the first page, amen, of your search engine browser. Lock us in. You can always find us on iHeart, Deezer, Apple, what's that other one? Amazon, Alexa, just to name a few. We're there, and you can find us. Amen. So, let's get started here. Have you really been born again? This would be a biblical and historical proof of the original new birth. Well, what was the original new birth? It was when they were originally born of the water and of the Spirit in the book of Acts. That is the original new birth. And if you have not been born again of the water and of the Spirit, and when you do become born again of the water and of the Spirit, as we talked about so many times before, then that would be your original born again experience. Amen. So, why be born again? Well, here we go. The scripture tells us by one man, sin entered into the world, and by death, sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. That's Romans 5 and 12. So we know that all have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. We can also read in Psalms 51 and 5. The heart is deceitfully deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Jeremiah 17 and 9. Paul stated, the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Hallelujah. The carnal mind, that word carnal, the worldly mind, is at enmity with God. So if your mind is always on the world and worldly things, worldly lusts, and not even considering God, not even trying to put God first or second or third in your life, hallelujah, you're at enmity with God. You're against God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Romans 8:7-8. Hallelujah. Because of man's original sin in the Garden of Eden, we are all born by a natural birth with the Adamic or the sinful nature. We are born with a sinful nature because of Adam. And we know about the sin of Adam. He followed after Eve when God said, "Don't eat of the forbidden fruit." And they both decided to partake of the forbidden fruit. And so now, as we already read earlier in Romans, by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. Hallelujah. So therefore, we're all in need of a born again experience that will change us into a new person in Christ, not of our own, but in Christ. For as in Adam, all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. 1 Corinthians 5:22. So through Christ, we can have life eternal, life everlasting. But without Christ, we won't have life eternal. We won't have life everlasting. Hallelujah. We'll be heading in the opposite direction. So oftentimes we look up to the sky and we see how beautifully blue it is. And we see the wonderful arrangements of clouds in the daytime. And at night, we take a look at the sky and we see the beautiful arrangements of stars and the darkness background of the landscape that God has perfectly painted in the sky for us to admire and adore. And so we can look forward to going there through Christ if we follow his instructions. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ emphasized our need of a new birth. He said to Nicodemus, and we've talked about this before, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." That's in John 3:3. Again, Jesus said, "Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again." John 3:7. The new birth is not just an optional experience. It is definitely a matter of eternal life or eternal death. For without it, we cannot see the kingdom of God. Bottom line, simply put, if you're not born again of the water and of the Spirit, you cannot see God. You will not enter the kingdom of God. And it's a prerequisite that will get you into eternal life or eternal death. What do you believe? Do you believe that there is a heaven? Do you believe that there is a hell? If you do or don't, do you believe that heaven is good? Do you believe that hell is bad? And if you want to avoid the worst, then we must be born again. And this is regarding your salvation. This is regarding your eternal life. Hallelujah. Well, how can I do that? How can I get born again should be your question. And it's not really that hard. It just takes a willing heart. It takes someone that has determined in their life that they realize that they're living a life of sin, a life without God, a life departed from God, or maybe you never even knew God. Hallelujah. But it is a life that is not with God. Hallelujah. So how to be born again? Nicodemus asked the Lord, "How can a man be born when he is old?" That's in John 3:4. Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Into the kingdom of God. Let me say that again. Into the kingdom of God. So as we can see, there's only one way to get into the kingdom of God, and that's being born of the water and of the Spirit. And this is Jesus. Most Bibles has his words in red letters indicating this is Jesus Christ himself speaking, giving instruction, giving direction. In this case, direction for eternal life. It's not that hard. Hallelujah. The hard part is fighting the flesh, as we read earlier, because that's it with enmity with God. And we need to overcome the flesh. For all have sinned and has fallen short of the glory of God. The new birth, clearly defined by Jesus Christ, consists of two elements, water and spirit. As a natural birth consists of these two elements, so likewise the spiritual birth. The absence of either one will not produce a biblical born-again experience. Well, what is the biblical born-again experience? Being born of the water and of the Spirit. Well, how can I be born of the water? You get baptized. How can I be born of the Spirit? You receive the Holy Ghost by the evidence of speaking in other tongues as the Spirit of God gives the utterance. We will cover these a little more deeply as we're moving forward. Hallelujah. In obedience to Christ, Peter preached the new birth experience to the believers on the day of Pentecost. He said, "Repent and be baptized," that's in water, "every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost," or the Holy Spirit. The remission, that word remission means forgiveness, to remit, to take back, to take away. Hallelujah. To take away your sins, to be forgiven of your sins. This is the biblical path. This is the biblical plan. Hallelujah. That's in Acts 2 and 38. The born again experience in John 3 and 5 is also fulfilled in Titus 3 and 5. That's in the New Testament, Titus. Now, all the books of the New Testament that starts with the letter T, as in Tom, they're all together. So it's not that hard to find Titus. Paul said, "Not by works of righteousness, which any of we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing and regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost." He saved us. How? By the washing of the regeneration, water, and the renewing of the Holy Ghost, or the Holy Spirit. To experience our personal new birth, the following steps must be applied. Hallelujah. The following steps must be applied. In faith, repentance, born of the water, and born of the Spirit. Hallelujah. We'll cover that in our next episode. Lord, we pray that the hungry hearts are receiving this today. We pray, Lord, that the people that have a mind to hear and an open heart will listen and apply this to their lives, God, so that they'll know that they're on the way and that they're trying to do their best to live for you, to get away from sin, to be reconciled to you, God, as you want us to be. So, Lord, we pray for those that have an ear to hear and for those that are listening today, that you bless them once again to hear the word of God, and not only hear it, but to do it and apply it to our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. And everyone said, amen. All right. Well, God bless you all, and God be with you until we meet again. Amen. Don't forget, intohisword.com. INNTO, his word.com. God bless.